Hello?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Yeah.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
80.
Okay. Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Okay.
For sure.
All right, great. Say you're 81?
No, 80.
Oh, 80.
September, I will be, actually, in September.
All right.
I'm
all right,
young.
Great. Oh, yeah, definitely. Never too late to start something
new.
Yeah,
I'm young at heart. That's the best way to be.
Nice. All right. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I don't know. Is this a Democrat? I'm not a Democrat. I mean, I'm not for either party. I'm for the person.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm talking about race.
Oh, race?
Yep.
No, I don't believe in that race bullshit.
No?
Every party has its own troubles, their own good things, you know, man. I taught all my kids, and I also taught school. I was a teacher. Teach everyone to love. Don't look at the color. Love
right.
The person.
Okay. All right. That's all right. That's all right. So would you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
I'm extremely motivated this term because Joe Biden's going to kill us all. We're all going to be gone. This country's going to pot, almost literally. He's just a greedy bastard. I'm sorry, but I don't cuss, but that's the word that would get your attention. And I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, who is a smart man. He grew up. I read his whole life story and everything about how his dad got him into, you know, what the work he's in. And he went to military school even when he was young. And Joe Biden, I don't even think that's Joe Biden. I got my opinions and I'm sticking to them.
Okay, gotcha. Now,
okay.
I'm just going to read you a list.
I don't take drugs, so don't think what I'm saying from is coming from my heart.
No, that's all right. That's
and I'm worried
right.
Enough about it.
Gotcha. I know, we really appreciate that.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to ask another question. Says, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials.
I'm a woman. I have a deep voice. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you that. Most people
I
am a man.
I didn't mean that. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
That's okay. No, I know
I
you didn't.
That.
I have a deep voice. Yeah,
appreciate your kindness.
You can't help it, and I can't help it.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, one may get confused, and
you're
trying to be polite, but I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
That's
there.
Okay. I'm not sorry. You don't have to be sorry. I'm not mad.
Thank you.
This is what God gave me.
It's fine.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, just tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. We're starting with Joe Biden as president. Do you approve or disapprove?
No.
Right. Do you strongly disapprove or just a little bit?
I really disapprove. I seen Joe Biden. I'm old enough to know. I watched him on TV where he hated the black people. And now all of a sudden he loves the black people. He's dishonest. And that's the best I can say about him.
Okay, gotcha. Now, what about Donald Trump as former president?
What about...
Yeah, Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve or disapprove of the job?
Oh, I approved. He was a good president.
Okay. And do you strongly approve?
Strongly, sorry.
Okay. Still thinking about their job, and if you approve or disapprove, we have Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
I like Marcy Kaptur. I thought she was a good person. She's a, I think she's a Democrat, isn't she?
Doesn't say in this part of the survey, actually.
Oh, okay.
But do you strongly approve or do you somewhat approve of her job?
No, I strongly approve.
You strongly approve?
She lives around the neighborhood that I live in. And,
oh.
Well, further away, but she was kind to my son when he needed some help. And there was, I was a Democrat. My whole family was Democratic, but I did not want, I grew up. Let's say that. And I seen things that were wrong and then, no, I'm independent. I'll go for the person, not the party.
Gotcha. And do you know, Sherrod Brown, Senator?
Not
And do you approve or dis?
No problem.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them.
Okay.
Right? If you haven't heard of them or you're unfamiliar with them, you can tell me that. And we're starting with Marcy Kaptur.
Yeah, I approve of her.
Right. Is it very, your impression of her, is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Derek Maron is the next one.
Not familiar with him. I've heard of him.
Not familiar. Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh, yes. Very much so. I approve.
Okay. We have First Energy.
First Energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Today they're doing things I never heard a company doing. But I don't approve of what they're doing now.
You don't approve? Is it very unfavorable or somewhat?
Well, they're trying to get more money for nothing. I don't want to go into it, but it's just, no, I don't approve of their actions lately.
You don't? Okay. Is it very unfavorable, your impression of them, is it very unfavorable?
I can
or
deal
somewhat?
With it, but I don't like them.
Okay.
Yes, I'll have to, anyways.
Right.
People don't have
okay.
the money, and they're trying to get more money.
Okay. We also have Joe Biden.
Oh, my God. I couldn't speak enough against him.
Right. So that's very unfavorable, am I right?
Very.
Okay. Now, in general, Democrats in Congress...
I haven't seen any one of them do anything good that I agree with or no. Like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, gee, there's a gem.
Okay. So that we have, is that somewhat unfavorable or very, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. And Republicans in Congress in general again.
They're not much better. Some of them are good and some of them are bad.
Okay. So between somewhat favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, which one would you find?
Somewhat unfavorable, some of them. But not all of them. There's some good ones. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of them. All right. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I go for the Republicans I like, and if there's somebody else on there that I don't like, even Republicans, I will not give them my vote. That's how I vote. I know it's probably wrong, but that's what I do.
Okay, I missed that. I'm sorry. Which one?
I vote for the ones I really like and know. But the other ones, they don't get my vote. I don't put anything down. They just...
Okay. But let's say the election was today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward?
You mean as president, for president?
Okay. No, for U.S. Congress.
Oh, Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, he's a colored man. My memory's shot. Tim, I wanted him to be vice president, but he hasn't told who he's choosing yet. Do you know who I'm talking about, Tim? His name starts with.
Not really. I
don't
know.
He was running
not...
for president, and then he stepped down. Mm-hmm. And I like him.
Okay. But, you know, I'm not 100% positive who is it for U.S. Congress, but, you know, would you vote for Democrat or Republican for U.S. Congress? And I know it, you told me it depends on the person, right? But let's say the election was today and you had to decide right now, who would you lean towards?
For what? What office?
For U.S. Congress.
Oh. Is Jim Jordan one of them?
It doesn't say here. It just says their party, Democrat or Republican.
Oh, well, you tell me the guy and I'll tell you if I'm a little first.
That's all right.
My mind is still filled up. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let's move on to the next question. And just want to quickly thank you for your participation so far. Okay?
Okay.
So, moving on, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another
Trump.
Donald Trump. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Neither one, because I don't know enough about them. I ain't going to try to get somebody in there that I don't even know who it is or what he stands for.
Gotcha.
I know the other ones you mentioned, but, you know, I don't know.
So,
I don't watch it every day, but I'm pretty much informed.
Okay. Then if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Probably Marcy Kaptur, because I know more about her.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you consider voting for Republican?
I don't know him, really. I don't want to vote for somebody. Put somebody in office that I don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I read
something about
him later, I would do it.
Okay, so would you say there's a chance or no chance?
There will be if I see something about him on TV. I never hear about him.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who's been in Washington for over 40 years. She's become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America.
Lately.
And it's time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less? Doesn't make a difference. It makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you don't think it's true, you can say that too.
No, I think I believe it, but I don't know that much about the other Merrick. And if I heard something about him more and, you know, could... I don't know what he's about. Sorry. I'm not going to vote for a pig in a poke, they used to say. So I just,
right.
No, I don't know.
So
I probably won't vote for either one of them, so...
Oh.
I just when I'm confused in that and don't really make a decision, I just leave it blank. So that it doesn't hurt anybody. Really.
Okay. So now I'm gonna read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each one, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for Republican Derek Merritt, somewhat less likely to vote for him. if it makes a difference, or if it makes you more likely to vote for them, you can say that. Or if you don't think it's true, you can share that too. So, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. Now, while working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That's true.
Okay. So does this make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less?
Yes.
No difference? Which one?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay.
Unless it was destroyed or something and it really needed something. You know, you don't want to start work as a, you know, in an office like that. I don't know.
Gotcha. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfer. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Hmm. I don't like that.
Okay. So does this make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Much less. Okay. Now, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Evidently, he's not very knowledgeable. No, I don't like that bill.
Okay. Does this make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He sounds like a real guy. I don't know. I better be quiet. I already said one word.
That's all right. So, as a landlord who's received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same question. Does it make you much less?
Like a nice guy.
Less?
Yeah, I think I'd get rid of his vote. No, I don't want to vote for him.
No, okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
So he's the one I should go after. I don't like him.
Okay, so much less likely to vote for him, or?
Oh, yeah, more than likely not to vote for him.
Okay. The last statement says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he'd try to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and would raise the retirement age.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
So, much less likely to vote for him, or?
Vote for him. He should be in jail. I think.
Okay.
He's awful.
Okay.
They get away with everything.
So
they ruin the country because they're greedy.
Huh?
And then if Donald Trump gets in there, he knows how to fix it. And if, if we don't do something soon, we're going to be gone. We're going to be lost as a country. Already, I can't stand it. It's awful. I can't even believe they're that dumb to... Are they scared or what of these people? Like Biden. I don't know what's wrong with them. Wake up, I say, because we're not going to have a country pretty soon. That's scary. Mm-hmm. I got 25 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I want something better for them.
I got you. Okay. Now, based on what you just heard, what's the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt? Or would you still vote for him?
No, I won't vote for him. I don't care what he is.
And what's the best reason to vote against him?
He's greedy, sounds like. Or is he stupid, too? He doesn't have enough education or what? I don't know what his problem, but... Or he's making a hell of a lot of money off of American people. No, I won't vote for him. I don't care who he is. I don't care what nationality he is. I don't care. I don't have any preferences. They just got to be a good person like Donald Trump. And I believe in my heart that he is a good person. And I pray every night. So we'll see what's happening.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Now, sorry, what was that?
Soon. That's all I was going to say. We're done.
Gotcha. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. General election for U.S. Congress, it's all right. I just still got to ask them. It says if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy, okay. Now, what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
He sounds like he's a greedy. I can't say it.
Okay.
You know what I mean. They're out there. So Joe Biden is the biggest
anything
one.
Anything else?
Anything what?
Yeah. Anything else that you want to add besides the fact that you think he's greedy?
He's stupid. He's not very intelligent, and I don't think that is Joe Biden. God says we're going to get a message, and it's going to you're going to find out that that isn't even him. And I remember watching him on TV all the time and then talking against the colored and everything. That does not look like Joe Biden. When he smiles, his teeth are different. I don't mean they're fixed. They're just made different. And that's not Joe Biden. Then you get to his eyes. You know who I think it is?
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to think I'm crazy. The devil.
No.
He's got those beady little eyes. I just don't like him. And that's not the reason. I don't like him, period. I never did like him. Obama's to blame for most of this because Biden isn't that smart. And the two of them together just turned me off. I hate him. You're not supposed to hate people, but I hate him for what he did to this country.
Okay.
We got to take it back before it ain't going to be there.
Gotcha.
So,
I appreciate that. So I just typed that down. Now, the last couple of questions are for statistical purposes only, just for background, right? So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have two degrees in college. I'm a nurse and a teacher.
Okay, gotcha. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else? I think you said you Independent, right?
Independent.
Okay. And even though you're Independent, do you lean more towards Democrats or Republicans? What would you say?
I don't really know this. I was Democratic all my life with my family because they were. And then I grew up and started learning things and more got interested in politics. And I find out the bad ones can be on the left or the right, same way the good ones, you know, left or the right. So I quit being just doing it because it was family. A lot of my relatives do the same thing. They vote for whoever the family votes for, what party, you know. Like, we were Democratic until I was about 18, and I changed. I started campaigning for Kennedy, I went, I know he's a Democrat, but what was the other one? I can't even think now. But I used to go out campaigning for him. And I noticed this, I said, hey, you're not Democratic. Kennedy got killed. And I was so brokenhearted about that because I thought he would be a great president. And then I just vote for the man now, or the there's no woman. Can you imagine Kamala Harris being the president? That's funny. I would vote for a woman if I thought she was worthy, but I haven't seen it yet. So that's all I know.
Okay. Now, how important do you think politics are to your personal identity?
Well, I believe in God and the country, and I think it's very important. You know, like I said, if they don't get Trump in there, our country's gone. I read all about their plans and everything, and that's awful. It's scary. People don't know that a lot. Some of them, you see them now going from that. That isn't even a party anymore, that Democratic, whatever they call it. Joe Biden gets away with everything that no other president ever got away with. He doesn't have to worry. If there isn't a law, he'll make it. And it's scary, really scary. I have a bunch of grandchildren and family, a big family, and I don't want anything to happen to them.
I'm scared
about that.
Now, based on what you've been sharing with me, I think the next question is, the answer is going to be pretty obvious, but I still got to ask. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump all the way.
Donald Trump. Gotcha. Yeah, well, that was the last question I had. So the survey has been completed. And I really appreciate your participation. You take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Thanks for your help. Bye.